The devotion for this week is called Singing the Forever Song, written by Reverend Dr. Jeff Leiniger, Concordia University Chicago University pastor. From Psalm 89, verse 1, we read, I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. When the church sings, it never sings alone, but joins its voices with all those who worship the Lamb upon the throne. Our worship is extended beyond time and space through many peoples, cultures, tongues, and languages who have sung the same old song in new and diverse ways. To sing the Forever Song is to know that you are connected to something greater than yourself, something of an eternal wonder, beauty, and majesty. It is also to know that the song we sing now will never end. All other songs will cease, even those of the greatest accomplishments of our lives and of our world. But when we sing as His people about His steadfast love and faithfulness in His Spirit, we can be certain that because He lives and loves forever, so will we. The theme and verse for Concordia's 2018-19 academic year is Singing the Forever Song, drawn from Psalm 89, verse 1. Our hymn of the year comes from one of the most ancient and complete expressions of praise in Christian history, the Te Deum. Concordia Chicago's own Professor Jonathan Kors has comprised a stirring festival setting of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, and it's been a delight to sing it throughout this academic year. The processional cross used for university services this year is called the Te Deum Cross, for on its wooden base is carved the complete English text of the Te Deum. The cross was crafted by Lutheran liturgical artist Reinhold Marxhausen, who lived from 1922 to 2001, and presented by our sister school, Concordia, Nebraska, on the occasion of Concordia Chicago's centennial anniversary in 1964. At Concordia, Nebraska, stands a sister processional cross with the Kyrie, that is, Lord have mercy, inscribed on it. The two crosses serve as a reminder of the long and affectionate connections between our institutions who praise the same Lord, but with different songs. The song of God's steadfast love and faithfulness began in God's own heart and is heard most powerfully in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Christ, the Forever Song seeks and saves a broken and discordant creation, bringing redemption, resurrection, and restoration for all who join its unending music. His steadfast song is eternal because He is eternal, and we are invited to join in its harmonies both here in time and finally forever. To God be the glory. Amen.